Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. Come on in. Kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool. All right, yeah, man, here we are. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope you was able to spend some time with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Hope you did a little something. I hope it was productive. Hope everybody is safe out there. You know, got to be vigilant, men. Got to be vigilant. Times are kind of crazy. Everything's kind of crazy. Everything's kind of upside down right now. Good is bad. Bad is good. Men are women. Women are men. A lot of confusion out there. A lot of things going on. Inflation on the brink of World War III, right? They print money and the economy is going down the drain. These people are crazy. Man, I can't wait till the November elections. All these people are doing dumb shit. I'm voting all them assholes out. I don't care what party it is. You know what I'm saying? If you voted for some dumb shit, you gone. Right? It ain't about this party and that party. Because these people are crazy. Goddamn. DC's out of control. Hollywood's out of control. They can't seem to... They making remakes of movies and rehashes of old movies and all... It's not even about entertainment anymore. It's about sending you an agenda. Sending you the message. You better get it too, son. You better get right or get left according to these people. You know? But me, myself, I believe in a little bit of freedom. That's what I want you to have. I want you to have freedom. Freedom to choose. Freedom to speak. Speak your own mind. Right? Make your own damn decisions. That's what this whole thing is about. It ain't about me and what I think. I just put stuff out there for you to process, chew on a little bit, and then figure out what you want to do with it. It's about you. It ain't about me at all. You know? I'm really insignificant in the process. You know, all these experts out there, they don't know dick. You know what's going on. You the expert. When you go to the gas pump, when you go buy groceries, you know that the economy is tanking. Everything costing you more. Your dollar is worth less. You know, some people might be getting $15 or $20 an hour, but they still can't buy nothing with it. You know, working these minimum wage jobs, you know, they was bitching about minimum wage. Okay, now they getting more money, but it ain't buying them nothing. The $20 bill is the new $1 bill, right? The $100 bill is the new $10 bill. Shit. These people are crazy. And the whole time they telling you everything is fine. Oh, it's all fine. We're doing great. Yeah, right. Don't listen to these people on TV. They lying to you. Every single one of them. I don't care what side they on. They all lying. You know what the truth is. You already know. Inherently, you know it. You was taught right from wrong. You know what's good and bad. You smarter than they are. That's why they got to try and convince you. Now, there are all some stupid people out there, and they'll believe whatever these people tell them, and they'll do whatever they tell them to do. Just look what happened over the last 2 years. They went right along like sheep. But I want you gentlemen to know that you have the power, you have the control over your life. I mean, there are a lot of things that are out of your control. Right? But the things you can control, you need to grab hold of that. Right? You need to grab hold of that, man. You know, don't let other people dictate to you what happens. Ooh. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about being in debt. No, not in debt. In debt. Like Johnny Hurt. Johnny Depp. And that Amber Heard. Amber Heard is going to be in debt. So Johnny there for what, 15? Of course, now she done already appealed this thing for $15 million. She ain't worth but about two. She ain't got no money. Now, I don't know how much money he got. He had a shit ton of money, but apparently, you know, he spends it like a drunk sailor on a weekend pass in Paris, right? Right? So, you know, he's gone through tons of money. And that's unfortunate because, you know, that gravy train going to end at some time. And what you going to do then? I don't understand that. But he's been doing it since he was a young man. See, so he apparently that's all he knows. Right. He done forgot where he come from. Apparently it's been so long. They just think it's all going to last forever. But that's a tragedy in and of itself. Them two people, they both of them, you know, spoiled people from Hollywood. They should have never been married. And I like I said, gentlemen, I've told you this time and time again, if you're that wealthy, what are you doing getting married? If you that wealthy, you should not be married. You don't need to be married. It's not going to do you any good. It's not going to benefit you in any way if you got that kind of dough. Because she can wake up one day and decide, you know, to split. She going to get her good lawyer, make you pay for it, which they can do, and take half your shit. Half. That's right. One half of all your shit. And then make you pay him for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30, or even for a lifetime. You know, I've seen some females, they get an alimony, you know, even if they get remarried. Usually they'll stay single because unless they get remarried, they continue to get that money. See, as soon as they get married, they don't get no more money, right? So some of them will just stay single. They'll have a boyfriend and move in, but they ain't getting married because that check will stop, see? So they ain't messing with that. But neither one of these two ain't had no business being married. Neither one of them. They both messed up from the get-go. I don't understand it. You know, just have you a girlfriend and, you know, and have a good time and whatever and enjoy each other's company and go see the sights and enjoy everything and, you know, enjoy each other's company. And if, you know, when the time comes and it ends, you know, then, all right, see you later. Tell her to kick rocks. No hard feelings, right? You don't need to be married when you get that kind of money. Poor people get married out of necessity because they ain't got no money. And somehow they think that two can live as cheap as one. Well, two can't live as cheap as one. You know, you might be sharing the rent and the utilities, but everything else is going to cost you double. And when you're paying for all her mess, females ain't cheap. Guys are cheap. Guys don't need all that extra stuff. They need all kind of female products, right? They got to have all of that, you know, to primp and prepare and, you know, hygiene and makeup and everything, all of that. They got to have all of that, and all that ain't none of that shit cheap. You know, they looking in these Elle magazines, Vogue magazines, and they, you know, they got to have the latest shit. They can't go to Walmart and buy something cheap. You know? That's what I'm telling you. See, as guys, we can go to Walmart, just, okay, yeah, this is good right here. This is good enough. And we're good to go. You know, we don't necessarily have to. I mean, it's nice to have nice stuff. I got nice stuff. But I don't necessarily look for a name brand unless, you know, I like a particular product. You know? Or I have history with it and I know it's good. Otherwise, I'm just looking for the best deal. Right? I'm looking to get the most for my money, regardless of what it is. You know, for the most part, there are some things, you know, where you'd be a little bit more brand loyal, obviously. But these females, shit. You know, that shit changes from week to week. Oh. But yeah, she went on that program and busted his chops. And then he sued her. And rightly so. She cost him a ton of money, you know, to get his reputation back. And yeah, you know, it looks like apparently, you know, he's got some gigs going on. He's doing some music with Jeff Beck. I think they got a project that they fixing to do and put out, which is good. You know, he's a musician. I don't know how good a musician he is. You know, he's in that group Hollywood Vampires, which is a bunch of rock and roll, old rock and roll dudes get together, play some tunes, and he's in on that. But I mean, that's good on him. But yeah, it's all nuts. It's all nuts. You know? And I'm glad he won. All that Me Too shit. You know? All these females, they'll believe all females. Well, you know, not all females tell the truth. They lie and make up shit. You know? And they can do it without recourse, without repercussion. You know, I'm sorry. Without anything happening to them. Even if it comes out that it's all bullshit and it costs you a ton of money to defend yourself and get your name clear. They don't have any legal repercussions or financial repercussions unless you do like what Johnny Depp did. Then you gotta spend more money and take her ass to court. And that's ridiculous. You know, if it comes out the fact that she lied about whatever, shit, she ought to do damn jail time. That'll fix that shit right quick, fast, in a hurry. If you lie and they can prove, hey, you told a story, then guess what? Face the consequences. That'll fix that. That's what they did to, who was it, Kavanaugh. You know, that Supreme Court justice. They did the same thing to, who was it, Marshall. I believe. Yeah, Thurgood Marshall. I believe it was him. But yeah. You know, slandering a man, he's trying to get a job, trying to get an appointment, and then they got a process where he's, you know, approved or denied or what have you. You know, he's vetted. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, some female pops up, you know, something happened 20 or 30 years ago that nobody can confirm. Nobody has any testimony otherwise. It's just her word against his. And you're supposed to believe her. Well, how come she didn't say something then? Right? That's the problem, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying. Even when you're dating females, you need to be careful. You do something wrong, you make them mad, they can make some accusations against you, and you can be screwed. Because in this day and age, you are guilty until proven innocent. You're going to have to prove a negative that you didn't do something. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Right? even when you get acquitted, you know, there's still going to be that stain on you. There's still going to be that mark on you. Oh, well, you know, there's still going to be a whole group of people who's going to believe you guilty as hell. Oh, he just got away with it. You know, that's like these red flag laws, see? Unconstitutional. Somebody can just make an accusation against you, get mad at you, don't like you, don't like your opinion, don't like your politics. They can make a phone call, right? Say some bad things about you. Next thing you know, you got Popo at your door wanting to confiscate your weapons without due process. Then you got to prove a negative that you didn't do something or you didn't do that or whatever to get your property back. That violates the Fourth Amendment. Illegal search and seizure. And the Supreme Court's already ruled on this, I believe, just as recently as last year. And now with this gun bill that everybody's all hyped up on, you know, wanting to, you know, oh, how many kids have got to die? It don't matter. I got certain inalienable rights. And one of them is to defend myself with bare arms. That's in the Constitution. Oh, well, you don't need military-grade weapons. Well, what were they using back in those days? Right? What were they using? They were military-grade weapons, but what were they? Hunting rifles. That's right. That's right. So that is a military-grade weapon. You know what I'm saying? So don't tell me you can't have an AR-15. You know? All these military-grade weapons on the... Nobody needs that. It doesn't specify any of that. It just says you need to have the ability to procure and secure arms to defend yourself. And it ain't about the bad guys. It's about actually a tyrannical government is what that is all about. Because they had just fought a war, people. They didn't just go on a hunting trip. God, these people have not read and do not understand the Constitution. And they speak on firearms like they're experts. They don't know nothing about it. I've been around firearms my entire life. Since I was a child. I knew what weapons were. I knew what they were capable of. I respected them. You treated them all like they were loaded. Whether they were loaded or not. All of them, when I was growing up, all of them in my house were loaded. If somebody broke into the house, you didn't have to find the gun that was loaded. All you had to do was grab one of them. It didn't matter which one, right? You know, somebody in the house, you know, and in this life or death situation, you don't want to be looking for the firearms and the bullets and trying to load or find the right one or grab the wrong one. This one's loaded and that one ain't, or none of them are loaded. In my house that I grew up in, all you had to do was grab one. It didn't matter which one. They were all loaded and ready to go. That's what they're there for. Right? You know? But see, I was a child and I had respect for that. I didn't go in there and play with them. You know, that was strictly off limits. You didn't do that. I had never had the notion or the gumption to do that. I didn't have the will or want to. I had plenty of opportunities to fire those weapons whenever I wanted to. We'd go out regular. Go out in the woods. Go to a range. Oh, hell. All right. Knocking over my equipment here. But, yeah. That's why all of that is bullcrap. Hold on. All right. We're good. Technical difficulties, my friends. That's what you do when you do a podcast and you do it live, right? Yeah, right? There ain't no cut and polish of this, right? I'm giving it to you, live, raw, authentically, right? Right off the cuff. So you know I don't have any necessarily prepared statements or anything like that. I'm giving you my thoughts right off the top of my head, unfiltered. as I see it, as I see fit. Right? That's what I bring, authenticity. If nothing else. And I try to bring a little humor, a little bit of my personality here. And if nothing else, try to entertain you. I try to educate you, and I may or may not be doing a good job of that. But if anything else, I want to be at least a little bit entertaining. All right, gentlemen. I'm going to wrap it up. I know that was a little bit all over the place, but I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot on my mind. I didn't have any one subject that I wanted to hammer home today, you know, because there's just so much going on. And, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, there's ultimately, again, you're the deciding force of what happens to you. Again, there are things out of your control, but how you react to it is what's going to decide your fate, you know? Everybody's like, well, you know, everything happens for a reason. No, it don't. There's just total random shit that happens. Right? But how you react to it, right? That's what's important. How you react to it. The decisions you make, right, are really what's important. Your decision. And that's why I want you to make your own decisions. You know, I want you guys to be open and independent thinkers. Think for yourselves. Be strong. Have a spine. Stand up for yourself. Right? If that means you got to burn a bridge, right? I got matches. We ride at dawn, baby. Let's go. Stand up for yourself. Be men. Reach out to each other. Keep in contact with one another. Right? Mentor one another. Right? There's 22 soldiers a day that take their own life. This is a big thing in the veterans community, you know? You know, keeping in touch with one another, checking on one another, seeing how each other's doing. Right? If you ain't heard from your partner, your buddy, whatever, in a couple of days, check on him, see how he's doing. See what's happening with him. See what's going on. All right, my friends. I appreciate your time and patience. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, Instagram, the Twitter. Especially the Twitter if you want to be entertained. A lot of shit happening there. The Gab, the locals in the parlor, right? I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.